Lecture topic, Nafs, the greatest enemy.
Bismillah. Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. One of his statements is, Ta'awwadu al-khayr. Fa'in al-khayr bil-a'ada. That form a habit of doing good deeds. Form a habit of righteousness. Because even good comes through forming a habit of it. When a person gets caught up in some wrong, and that becomes a habit, it didn't become a habit overnight. It didn't just suddenly latch onto him in a way he couldn't now avoid it overnight. He indulged in it, he got more into it, got deeper, and now the time came when he's trying to leave it out, he can't leave it out. So just as this applies in the aspect of things that are on the negative side, the habit has to be formed for things that are on the positive side. Obviously, that we should never get into. The negative things, that's what harms us and brings us down. But the same applies in terms of the positive side of things. Person wants to inculcate something, it won't just happen by just thinking about it, by just wishing for it. He has to develop the habit for it. The person has to put himself forward, start off with something, start off small, then be consistent on it. But because it is a little bit, to push himself to get it done won't take too much of an effort. But in time, that much will become part of his system. So the Hadith of Abdullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, you see that sometimes something even starts off on a level of riya, but then that riya becomes adat, that becomes a habit. And in time, that adat becomes ibadat. Now, this is not meant to say that a person should do something for riya. But initially, shaitan, nafs, come and hijack a person's intentions, and despite his effort, he sometimes still slips up. But in time, then that becomes adat. When it becomes adat and habit, then that initial situation disappears, but he's just doing it as a routine. But if he continues, that mustn't be stopped. He has to make an effort on that. That will then become ibadat. The heart will then get connected to it. But now the point is, it starts off with adat sometimes. Now, if you don't even try to make it adat, don't even push ourselves to start inculcating it. Now, it's not connected only to amal in terms of some zikr, tilawat, that's all obvious. But even in aspects of akhlaq, for example, a person has a habit of just non-stop talking. And I'd have to make the habit of talking less by gradually regulating himself. I'm going to be in this company or any company, for the first 10 minutes I'm going to say nothing. I will just listen. And thereafter I might say something. He's going to have to hold himself, a lot of things coming, bubbling. But till he doesn't start regulating himself and start bringing about this habit of controlling his tongue, that will never come under control. And in the same way, so many other aspects of day-to-day life. The good that will come by forming a habit. The person wants to have the habit of always being saying things that are good, because sometimes the habit becomes to always be passing some negative comment to anyone and everyone. Anything that happens, I must have a comment to make and it'll be negative. So now to formulate the habit to do what is right, force oneself, I'm going to make a positive comment. I'm going to encourage somebody. I'm going to say something that will boost somebody's spirit. Otherwise, this becomes part of life, the negative side of things. And then that takes a person through many, many issues, gets himself into numerous problems. So the point is that this habit of good, it doesn't just happen like habits of the negative side happen when a person pushes it, goes repeatedly into something. So we have to make the effort to repeatedly put ourselves in the right direction, and that, inshallah, in time, will become ibadat as well. Allah Ta'ala give us.